So, Darren, here we are, four games in, and you're still unbeaten, which I know it's about the collective, but nevertheless, that's a proud record to have, isn't it?
Yeah, we're delighted here at West Brom to been on the recent good form and run of games. Really, really pleased. So it's a feel good factor, really, which is what we wanted here at the club. And you know, we just try and continue the good form that we've shown.
And it is all about keeping it going because the games are running out now. So it becomes increasingly out of your hands that the club's fate, doesn't it?
Yeah, but as I said before, you know, Rob, since we've come into it, we've just been focusing on the one game at a time. And we'll continue to do that. No, anything else what's happening around us, we can't dictate or influence that. Or we're just focusing on the games, the fixtures here at West Bromwich Albion Football Club. And we'll just continue to do that. Anything else what's happening outside, then, you know, that's going to take its run its course.
I mean, hand on heart, are you a little bit surprised at the way you've taken to it so well, would you say?
In terms of taking to it so well, I'll leave that to everybody else around and the outside, you know. All of we'll just keep doing. We as a club here, we'll just continue to work hard. I'm one of the components in there, like everybody else, just working extremely hard at their specific field and role and job. And together, it's brought everybody together, and we're just working hard for the football club and continue to do that right the way to the very end of the season.
But nevertheless, the two wins and the two draws, you're unbeaten through the month of April, and that has brought you a nomination for the Premier League Manager of the Month award. How do you feel about that?
Honoured, really, to be nominated for the award. Again, you know, my name's up there to be nominated because somebody has to be up there. But really, it's a collective group, club. Everybody else can share in that award, along with even though my name's up there, it's for everybody.
But nevertheless, it's your name that's on it. So personally, for a moment, you must feel very proud of that.
Absolutely, and honoured to be nominated with the calibre and the brand of managers. To be even in there alongside them, it's a truly honoured and very thankful to be nominated. But also, like I said, you know, it's my name's up there because of the collective effort everybody's done here at West Bromwich Albion.
So we're down to the last two games of the season, and Albion, for better or worse, are still in there with an outside chance of staying up, aren't you?
Yeah, because mathematically it says it, and mathematically we'll just keep going. And like I said, you know, just keep focusing on the next game, you know, and the next game's another tough game. We've got a tough game ahead of us. But again, you know, we've worked again this week, and we look forward to the game on Saturday. As I said, you know, Rob, there still is a mathematical chance. So we just keep working, whether it's mathematical or not, we keep working. And that's what it is. Anything else what's said outside of it, as I said before, we can't dictate that. But we'll just continue to work.
And all you've been missing so far is a win at home. And to do that against Tottenham in the last game of the season would be some way to go out, wouldn't it?
Yeah, again, any game for us here at Rob, you know, I mean, obviously, the game against Tottenham is another tough game. It's a game at home. So, you know, that we just prepare ourselves as best as we possibly can. And we've tried to do that for every game that we've approached to, is try and win the game. That's what any football club, any player, any manager, any supporters and that was saying. We're no different here at West Bromwich Albion Football Club. It's a tough game, but it's a game that we look forward to. And, you know, it's at home and we've just prepared properly and get ready and set for a difficult game.
And they've got a very exciting front four, spearheaded by Harry Kane, who's got 38 goals in all competitions this season. How do you go about dealing with somebody like him and Eriksen, Ali, Son, people like that?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head there, Rob. It's not just Harry, it's the array of talent what they've got within. So it's collectively, really, they possess a real threat, goal threat, which we all know about. And that's why, you know, they are the players that they are for the club and they represent the country as well. So, as I said, you know, it's a difficult game, but we'll plan and prepare as best as we possibly can and look forward to the game on Saturday at home in front of our home supporters and you know, we look to give a good account of ourselves.
And it's a slightly different dynamic again this week, because Stoke are playing Crystal Palace at lunchtime. Now, if Stoke win, that puts you out of it, which is a very different atmosphere then to take into the game, because you can't stop the players or the fans finding out about that result, can you?
No, but again, as I'm speaking here now, we're speculating really on a fixture that's not taking place at the moment. So for me to comment on that would be false comments, because I don't know how the game's going to go. All I can say to you now is at the moment is we'll continue, we're prepared today, and we prepare for the game tomorrow. As I said, you know, whatever happens outside that, we can't dictate that. You know, what will be, and we just. But the main thing is for West Bromwich Albion and the team, the club, we continue the good form, the good feel, good factor. So we stay together, we stick together, because we found out this season that there's great strength in unity, and that's what the message that, you know, I'll say in and around the football club. Bring your courage, bring your character, bring your composure, and together put that in the pot, and you'll get like that strength and unity. And that's what we've wanted here at the football club, and that's what we've seen. And I echo everybody to continue that.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Certainly in the Liverpool game, in those closing stages where you came back, scored the two goals, the atmosphere was back at the Hawthorns. It was like it used to be almost, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's what we want to see, hear, feel. And again, you know, when everybody comes together like that, which we did at Liverpool, you know, make no mistake, it was a joint effort by everybody with that result, without a doubt, without a question of doubt. And we need more of the same, that continue, turn the volume up even more, get behind us even more, you know, unite even more, to come together, just all those good ingredients that everybody's brought. I'm just going to say more of the same.
And this is game 5 of 6. Then what? I ask this you every week, and you give me roughly the same answer. But I'm going to ask you again. Has it whetted your appetite for a little bit more of this,
Rob? It is game. It is literally game 5, and I'm honestly honouring what the club has asked me to do, and that's exactly what we do. We keep working. It is game 5. I'm not even looking at game 6, because it's game 5, and we've planned one game at a time, and this game's another big game. This game has a lot in it that you have to look to and try and sort of get the team together, get everything together, and we've basically been working this week. So it literally is that. I know you have to ask the question, but I have to give you the same answer, because that's what I felt in my heart and my mind. And that's how I'm gone about it.
I appreciate that. Just team news finally, who's available and who's not necessarily?
As I said, you know, the team's at full strength. I think the only two that's not available for selection will be James Morrison and Gareth Barry.